Reading for July 19th, entitled Christ's Minutemen. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24. The natural appetites and inclinations crave earthly pleasures, but those who love Jesus will bring these appetites and inclinations into harmony with His will. They have chosen to be on the Lord's side, and their lives are to stand out in vivid contrast to the self-seeking of worldlings. The tempter will come to them with his blandishments and bribes, saying, "All this will I give thee if thou wilt worship me." But they know that he has nothing worth receiving, and they refuse to yield to his temptations. Through the grace of God, they are enabled to keep their purity of principle unsullied. Holy angels are close beside them, and Christ is revealed in their steadfast adherence to the truth. They are Christ's minutemen, bearing as true witnesses a decided testimony in favor of His truth. They show that there is a spiritual power that can enable men not to swerve an inch from truth and justice for all the gifts men can bestow. Such ones, wherever they may be, will be honored of heaven, because they have conformed their lives to the will of God, caring not what sacrifices they are called upon to make. Religion is not pretense. All shallowness must be avoided. Christian character is built by receiving and believing in Christ. As many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. John chapter 1, verse 12. The true Christian carefully cherishes the truth, realizing that it is more precious than gold. He has an argument that is proof against all the assaults of the enemy. Nothing but the truth of God can meet the needs of the soul. This truth must be enshrined in the heart, becoming a part of the life. Thus an experience is gained that makes the soul watchful, careful to do nothing that would be out of harmony with the will of Him who died that men and women might have eternal life. He was tempted in all points as we are, yet without sin. He knows how to succor those who are tempted. Satan is ever watching for a chance to corrupt the soul and spoil the integrity. He who is off his guard will be assailed and overcome. Our safety depends on having Christ as our Savior. The pardon that He gives brings rest and security to the soul. Let us be sure that we are rooted and grounded in the faith. Bible doctrines are precious to the soul because they contain holy principles. Taken from Letter 249, dated July 19, 1904, to Brother and Sister Arthur.